This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was a big report out today on airline performance. Every year, Wichita State University and Purdue run the data on the number of lost bags, on-time takeoffs and landings, and passenger complaints. Last year, despite all those mergers and what are now mega airlines that we've got, quality was almost the highest it's been in more than 20 years, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Before I tell you who's at the top of the list, let's start at the bottom.
United was dead last as far as the numbers go.
Dean Headley co-authored the report. He teaches marketing at Wichita State. United merged with Continental about 2 years ago, and there wasn't much of a honeymoon. What dragged down United, Headley says, is how often passengers complained.
We're not leaving? You mean we're going to be delayed an hour? I'm going to tell somebody.
After a merger, there's usually an adjustment period, but Headley says some of them have gone better than others. Take Delta and Northwest, for instance. They merged in 2008. Now Delta is number 4 in the ranking. And number 1, Virgin America, a carrier that's pretty small and still pretty new, that hasn't bought or been bought by another airline. Alan Bender is a professor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and he says these annual rankings are controversial. Data can only tell us so much.
A flight can be on time and bags are not lost. However, it's 5 hours of sheer misery.
Sure, more flights are on time, but those planes probably aren't that comfortable. Another thing worth considering, our standards have changed. Wichita State's Dean Headley gets this question a lot. How was your flight?
The best I've been able to tell them, uneventful. If nothing really good happened, nothing really bad happened, goes as planned, that's a good flight. That's about as good as it gets.
And as good as we can hope for, maybe, with two more mergers on the way between Southwest and AirTran and U.S. Airways and American. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.